I have Jacob Harrison with me from the Georgia FFA Association, and he is one of this year's star finalists in the area of agriscience. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What chapter are you from in Georgia?
I'm from the Lowndes FFA chapter.
What's your agriscience project that you made finalists with this year?
My agriscience project relates to eradicating kudzu using helium through a device I call KETA, or Kudzu Eradicating Helium Technology Apparatus, which is a device I've developed through several years of research and is now patent pending.
What inspired you to go this direction with your project?
Initially, I wanted to go to Mars with kudzu, but that wasn't really a feasible option. That being said, I did have that kind of inspiration to use Martian gases, carbon dioxide, oxygen, nitrogen, and helium, as exposure gases, and the results of that showed me that helium actually could effectively kill kudzu, and through that, I took it to become an herbicide and studied the results from there.
When did you begin first working on this project? Because obviously a lot of hard work has gone into this.
I began working on this project in the sixth grade, so it has been about 7 years now.
And were you in FFA when you started this project, or did those two ideas morph together?
Interestingly enough, I started my science fair projects previous to our ag program being reintroduced to the middle school. And then once the middle school got its ag program back, I was able to combine the two, switch over into agriscience entirely, and meet some great advisors.
And speaking of advisors, you had the spark, it was ignited, and it was definitely fueled by supporters. So who are your advisors?
My advisors are Dr. James Corbett and Mr. Quentin Hadsock.
And do you have any other supporters you'd like to thank?
Absolutely. My parents have been completely instrumental in this. I couldn't have done this without their support, and they're pushing me this whole way.
You obviously have an extremely bright future, so what do you see for yourself?
I see a lot of years of school ahead of me, a few more years of research, and hopefully turning this agriscience project into a commercial success when KETA is officially patented.
Well, thank you very much. Again, that was Jacob Harrison, a star finalist for agriscience.